Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Bienvenue à Coffee Break French.
Welcome back to the Coffee Break French show. Moi, c'est Marc.
Et je suis Max.
In these weekly episodes, we are helping you improve your French one coffee break at a time. And if you're admiring our beautiful Coffee Break French mugs here, then you can get your very own one. There's a link beneath this video. Or if you're listening, head to coffeebreakgiftshop.com. Now, talking of which, we are repeating this show as both a video podcast and an audio podcast. So if you're listening to the podcast, then you make sure you subscribe wherever you get your podcast. And if you're watching on our YouTube channel, then also make sure you subscribe there.
Exactement. So what are we talking about today, Mark?
In the last episode, we were looking at qui and que, and today we're going to be doing some practice of this with a little challenge. We've got a text, and you're going to be filling in the gaps with qui or que each time.
I think that's very useful.
Ok, c'est parti.
Allez.
Now, just before we get onto our text, why don't we do a little recap of qui and que?
Oui, exactement. Donc, we saw last time that que and qui are both relative pronouns mm-hmm. used to avoid repeating a noun. Mm-hmm. And qui replaces a subject and que replaces a direct object.
Yeah. Okay. So let's take an example. Last time we were talking about my brother who lives in Toulouse.
Oui, mon frère qui habite à Toulouse.
Okay. Or the shoes which I bought.
Les chaussures que j'ai achetées.
So we talked about the fact that in English we have different words. We've got who, we've got that, we've got which, we've even got whom and so on. And what we need to avoid is thinking that one word in English translates to either qui or que in French.
Exactly. It doesn't work this way.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
Because a person, you can replace it by qui or que depending on what's the subject of the second half of a sentence.
Yeah. We also talked about an alternative way of looking at things. And I had suggested that if you think about what comes immediately after your qui or your que, and if that is a conjugated verb, then you need to use qui.
Oui. And if you have a subject, then you need to use que.
Okay. And that works, I said 100% of the time. Let's say 99.9% of the time. There are certain situations, but they're very, very rare. And you would need to really kind of rework your sentence and so on in order for it not to fit that particular idea.
Yeah. So I think let's not go there.
I don't think we should go there. I agree entirely. Okay. So I think what we'll do now is move to our text. And in each part of this text, there are some keys and cues missing. So what we'll do is we'll listen to each sentence one by one, and we'll do this sound when there is a qui or a que missing, and you've got to decide which it is. Then we'll talk about it and explain which it should be.
Sounds good.
Okay. Allez.
Should I start going?
Vas-y, vas-y.
Allez, on y va. J'ai un ami, habite dans une petite maison, j'adore visiter.
Okay. So we've got, j'ai un ami, something habite dans une petite maison. So I have a friend who lives in a little house. Now, what are we going to use here? What's coming straight after? The thing that's coming straight after is?
Habite, which is a conjugated verb.
Exactly. So it's a conjugated verb. Therefore, what we need is
qui.
Très bien. So j'ai un ami qui habite dans une petite maison. I have a friend who lives in a little house, which I love to visit.
Yes. So we have j'adore after the missing word, which is a subject, je.
Mm-hmm. So we've got that subject there, je. Therefore, the missing word must be que.
Exactement.
So I have a friend who lives in a little house, which I love to visit. Now, just one little thing here. And that is the fact that visiter is used here. And for that reason, we know that it's the house I love to visit, not the friend I love to visit.
Indeed, if you're visiting a person, the French verb is rendre visite à.
Yeah, and that would certainly confuse things here. We'll not go there. Okay, so we've done the first sentence. Let's move on.
Il a un chien. Je trouve très mignon.
Okay, so il a un chien. Blank, je trouve très mignon. He has a dog, something I find very cute. So what's coming straight after our blank?
We have je, a subject.
Okay, if it's a subject?
It's que.
And this is so straightforward because once you know that if it's a subject, it's que. And if it's followed immediately by a conjugated verb, it's qui. So it's just straightforward.
It is very straightforward, especially if you already have the second half of the sentence.
Yeah.
If you're speaking, you might need to think ahead.
Absolutely, yeah. And also, we're doing this in French. We're not going from English into French, which again can introduce a few more complications. So, il a un chien que je trouve très mignon. He's got a dog, which I find very cute. Let's continue.
Le chien j'ai rencontré hier est très joueur.
Okay. So, le chien... blank, j'ai rencontré hier. So the dog, which I met yesterday, or whom I met yesterday, depending on whether we want to personalize the dog, est très joueur, is very playful.
Oui, c'est ça.
So what's coming after our blank?
J'ai, so je, subject.
A subject, therefore it must be que.
It must be.
So le chien que j'ai rencontré hier est très joueur. The dog, which I met yesterday, is very playful.
C'est parfait, on continue?
Oui.
Mon ami est passionné par la musique, joue du piano, ses parents lui ont offert.
Okay, this is a little more complicated in terms of vocabulary and structures in here. So, mon ami, blank, est passionné par la musique. So, my friend, who is passionate about music or who is enchanted by music, who loves music. So, in our blank there, what's the thing that follows immediately?
It's a conjugated verb.
So that must mean that he is continuing to be the subject of the sentence. Therefore, it is qui, mon ami, qui est passionné par la musique.
C'est exact.
Okay, and then it continues to talk about him. Joue du piano, blank, ses parents lui ont offert. So he plays the piano, which his parents have given to him, have offered to him, literally, have gifted him. So what comes after a blank here?
It's a subject here.
A subject, ses parents. So if it's the subject, it must be que.
It must be que, indeed, joue du piano que ses parents lui ont offert.
Super. Okay, let's continue.
Il a une sœur. Je connais depuis l'enfance.
Okay. So he has a sister, blank. Je connais depuis l'enfance, I know, or I have known since childhood, because with depuis, we're keeping it in the present tense, but it's translating as a perfect in English. He has a sister whom I have known since childhood. The thing that follows immediately is the je, so it's a subject, therefore it has to be que.
Exactement. You're right, it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah,
très très bien. On continue?
Right.
Sa sœur est médecin, travaille dans un hôpital, je n'ai jamais visité.
I'm glad he's never visited the hospital. Sa sœur, so his sister, blank, est médecin, a conjugated verb.
Qui,
of course. Sa sœur qui est médecin, travaille dans un hôpital, blank, je n'ai jamais visité. I have never visited, it's a subject, therefore.
Que.
Sa sœur, qui est médecin, travaille dans un hôpital que je n'ai jamais visité.
C'est super. Mon ami et sa sœur ont des parents sont très sympathiques.
So, mon ami, my friend, et sa sœur, and his sister, ont des parents, blank, sont très sympathiques. Who, are very nice, very kind. But what follows, it's a conjugated verb.
It is sont, or are, meaning we need qui.
Qui. So my mon ami et sa sœur ont des parents qui sont très sympathiques. Okay, let's continue.
Les parents, j'ai rencontré hier soir, m'ont invité à dîner ce week-end.
So les parents, the parents, blank, j'ai rencontré hier soir, the parents whom I met last night, and what's following our blank?
A subject, Mark.
Uh-huh. So it's a subject, therefore we need que. Les parents que j'ai rencontrés hier soir m'ont invité à dîner ce week-end. They invited me to have dinner this weekend.
Parfait. Dernière phrase. C'est une famille. J'apprécie énormément.
So it's a family, blank, j'apprécie énormément, which I appreciate, which I'm very fond of, but there's an I in there, so it must be que.
It has to be que. C'est une famille que j'apprécie énormément.
Et voilà. Donc, c'était pas trop difficile.
Non, c'est un texte qui est facile.
Ah, tiens. Un texte qui est facile et que nous avons préparé pour vous.
C'est parfait.
Do you want to read it again once through, all the way through, and this time really focus on those keys and cos?
Avec plaisir. J'ai un ami qui habite dans une petite maison que j'adore visiter. Il a un chien que je trouve très mignon. Le chien que j'ai rencontré hier est très joueur. Mon ami, qui est passionné par la musique, joue du piano que ses parents lui ont offert. Il a une sœur que je connais depuis l'enfance. Sa sœur, qui est médecin, travaille dans un hôpital que je n'ai jamais visité. Mon ami et sa sœur ont des parents qui sont très sympathiques. Les parents que j'ai rencontrés hier soir m'ont invité à dîner ce week-end. C'est une famille que j'apprécie énormément. Voilà, we hope you enjoyed this lesson. If you want to see this text and all the information about it written down, there is an article and in a blog. You can find the link in the description.
Tout à fait. Now also, if you'd like more help with your French, we offer regular free email lessons. Just visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/French to sign up there, and you'll be able to enjoy email lessons in your inbox about a whole range of topics from grammar to vocabulary to idiomatic expressions to culture, all helping you take your French further.
Très intéressant. So look out for your next mini lesson in your inbox.
We'll be back again soon with more Coffee Break French. For now, merci beaucoup, Max.
Merci, Marc. Merci à vous.
Et à la prochaine.
Happy coffee breaking.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.